Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content. You can go and submit anything you want to the site, and then others vote on whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it. Of course, we're also likely to take your phone calls about anything. That is the point of all of this. I am being told that GCN is getting their audio back, sent back to them, so that's not good. I'll have to work on figuring that out. Meantime, good evening, gents. Who's here with us tonight? It's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And so there's, as usual, a lot to discuss here this evening.
Do you want me to jump in on this?
I would love for you to jump in on that,
so you can play with this a technical difficulty? Excellent, because I've been wanting to do it anyway. Dale, you have your show prep for this evening. Would you like to jump in on it, or shall I go ahead with mine?
You go ahead with yours, Mark.
All right. Well, Ian and I had discussed doing this. We weren't sure whether we were going to do it tonight or tomorrow night. Do you want to go with the study shows that you're more likely to be killed by a cop than a terrorist, Ian?
You do whatever, man.
All right. After 9/11, a fear of another attack on U.S. soil cleanly supplanted the fear of having one's penis chopped off by a vengeful lover in the pantheon of irrational American fears. Remember the Lorena Bobbitt thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that may very well have been the biggest fear that Americans had prior to that, to the terrorist attacks. While we're constantly being told that another attack is imminent and that radical Islamic fundamentalists are two steps away from establishing a caliphate in Branson, Missouri, just how close are they? How do the odds of dying in a terrorist attack stack up against the odds of dying in another, in many of other unfortunate situations? The following ratios were compiled using data from 2004 Safety Council Estimates, a report based on data from the National Center for Health Statistics and the U.S. Census Bureau. In addition, 2003 mortality data from the Center for Disease Control was used. Now, obviously, the data is kind of old, but you've got to wait for the government to come up with this stuff. And, you know, this thing was published in 2009, so it's 4 or 5 years after this. But let's go on with the numbers here. You're 17,600 times more likely to die from heart disease than terrorism. That's pretty obviously the thing that somebody, you know, has to fear, right?
Especially if you're male, right?
The stuff you're putting in I think it's just as likely.
Something's
going to kill you. It's just not going to kill you quite as young.
Hmm.
You are 12,571 times more likely to die from cancer than a terrorist attack. Remember, these aren't, you know, percentages. This is multiple times likely. So, you know, two times as likely is a huge number. 12,500 times is phenomenally.
Would you say
likely
that the government is allocating funds using a proper cost-benefit or threat-benefit analysis?
Would say no. I would say that what they're doing is they're allocating funds to what will essentially reap them the most reward as far as getting more power over people.
And
because terrorism's, I mean, cancer and heart disease, that's scary to people, but it's not as visible, right? They're
right.
Just people just silently dying, unless you've got somebody actively in your family who's suffering that, and there's, I guess, odds are good you do with the numbers like that, but it's just not as visible, it's not as dramatic as an explosion, as people being shot to death or something like that, and so the government can't really reap as much reward for themselves. It's
probably harder
to
do theater. You know, they talk about security theater.
Yeah, what bureaucracy can they create around
that?
Cancer.
It doesn't matter whether it works or not. You can do a lot of security theater, but how do you create theater around curing cancer and heart disease and things
and
like
how
that?
Do you hire thousands upon thousands of bureaucrats around curing cancer? I mean,
right.
I suppose they could, but
well, they absolutely could do it. It's just
it would be a little more contrived,
yeah,
and it certainly wouldn't get people pumped up. It wouldn't get people really pumped up,
yeah,
the way that, you know, explosions and or even just the threat of explosions and the imagery of explosions and things like
nor
that.
Nor would it aggregate power to them. if they were, I mean, if they created like the bureaucracy of cancer research, but then they wouldn't, while the budget would increase, the bureaucracy size would increase, it wouldn't increase their level of control over anyone.
Well, they let them grow the armies and send them overseas and use it as an excuse for a bunch of things they want to do to intervene and get nosy in other people's business overseas. Anyway.
And new fears are always much better, much easier sell than old fears. You see them trying to trot them out all the time with swine flu, the avian flu, some new disease that nobody's ever heard of and nobody in the United States has died from. Watch out, your children could be attacked by a mad cow. You know, things like this, they blow them all out of proportion. They spend a bunch of money on those from a standpoint of, a cost-benefit analysis. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't care if they spend too much money on that. But
they're getting people shot up with stuff there,
too. It's the fear that that you're not scared of. I mean, here you are, so much more likely to die from cancer and heart disease, and I was eating salt and vinegar chips before we came on.
But there's no MSG in those.
Right, but I'm not going to... But that doesn't change that vegetable oil I'm sucking down like there's no tomorrow. Right. So, I know that I'm so much more likely to die from heart disease than from a terrorist. However, I'm eating the potato chips. So, Americans don't care the fear. It's ordinary. It's the, familiarity breeds contempt. We have no fear of heart disease.
I think they really love it, too, when someone else can just, when the solution seems readily implementable and doesn't take any particular sacrifice, because you'd have to fight heart disease, you probably need to make a lot of adjustments to your lifestyle that you probably aren't particularly eager to make. Whereas, like, for terrorism, you can, a lot of people are satisfied by the security theater.
Just take off your shoes and your belt.
Yeah, take your shoes and belt off when
you're
going to the airport.
You think they're satisfied?
Okay, that's not the terrorists, so.
I think that people in those lines are just as dissatisfied as we are.
That's a good question.
For a moment.
No, that's a good question. How satisfied are Americans with the TSA and the search procedures? I'm very curious about that.
I mean, do they think, is the Star Spangled Banner playing through their minds while they're standing there?
And it would be most
And
thrilling.
The rockets, red glare. I mean, are they happy that these, honestly, bureaucrats that are largely been saved from the welfare rolls, to have these jobs milling about doing largely nothing except bothering the crap out of you, they happy about that?
That's a good question. Now, what would be more relevant? What group of people would be more relevant to ask that question? The people actually standing in line at the time they're standing in line or nearby the time they stand in line or just anybody on the street?
Well, I think you could probably effectively ask both of the, like that in general.
Because a lot of the people that are just on the street may have already given up completely on flying because of the TSA. So if you're in the airport asking people that question, while they may be frustrated by having to stand there at that moment, at the same time, they're also the people that are willing to go through it.
Yeah, well, a lot of times you have to. You and I aren't excited about going and flying, but we do it because we have to at times.
Thank goodness it hasn't. We've only done it once in the last 3 years. So,
well, I've had to.
Well, that's right. You go down to Florida. So
down to Florida.
That's a bummer.
Yeah,
I'm facing that dilemma of having to decide if I'm going to fly. The alternative seems rather. The alternative driving quite a distance down to Georgia is rather costly.
It's about 12 hours.
Yeah, it's it's more than that.
You think
to drive to Georgia from here?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, it's 18 to 24.
24 hours. It took me 23 hours to drive here from Sarasota, Florida.
Well,
that's 26.
You taking a bike?
Well,
let me go on my list.
I said 18 to 24.
Let me go on my list here.
You went straight too, Mark.
What did you
drove straight.
No, I took a. Didn't I sleep?
Seems like I think you have to take the roads. I don't think you can go straight.
But I'm talking about on the road hours. All right. So
like straight through the trees and the rivers and just straight line. Shortest distance between two points. Zoom.
What are some of the other comparisons you made there?
You're 11,000 times more likely to die in an airplane accident than from a terrorist plot involving an airplane. So when you get on the airplane and you're concerned about
that guy who's a Muslim-looking guy in the third row.
The guy that was davening in the airport with the silly kufi cap or whatever it is. Just remember, you're 11,000 times more likely to die in an airplane accident.
What about
lightning? That means every 10,999 accidents, there's one that involved a terrorist.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And there aren't that many accidents in the first place.
No.
Air travel is a fairly safe method of getting from point A to point B. It's far more safe, from what I understand, than driving a car, for instance. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, when something goes wrong, it might be worse in general. More coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy our features. They're free. Head over there, freetalklive.com, and you'll find stuff like our archives or our webcam or the entire site actually allows you to control the content there from our front page to the wiki. It's very interactive. And, of course, our chat room and more. Go get all of that for free at freetalklive.com.
So how soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son, Jack, all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com. See some samples there and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Mark, you've been sharing with us some comparisons between how often you or how likely you are to get caught up in a terrorist attack versus how likely you are to have something else happen to you,
yes,
like heart disease or, as you were just pointing out, an airline crash or some sort of airline mishap that will result in death.
Yes.
These are resulting in death, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. So an airline mishap that would result in death is something like 11,000 or 10,000 times more likely to happen than an airline incident involving a terrorist.
Right. So one time out of 11,000... Would you have an accident that resulted in death that involved a terrorist plot as opposed to any other of the airplane accidents?
Right.
So,
what other comparisons are
these?
Do we get lightning in there?
They get progressively less, more bizarre as the list goes on. So here's, still bizarre, but still mundane, but still much more likely, much less likely. You are 1,048. Times more likely to die from a car accident than from a terrorist attack.
Mm.
So, cars far more dangerous than terrorists in the United States. You're 404 times more likely to die in a fall than from a terrorist attack.
So this is just the United States?
Yes.
Numbers? Okay.
Are you more likely to have your penis chopped off by an angry lover, ex-lover?
I bet you are.
I bet you aren't.
Oh, okay. That one's probably pushing it.
That's pretty unlikely.
There was the Lorena Bobbitt thing.
Yes.
I don't know. She might have gave people ideas. Maybe people should start getting scared about this.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this is pretty unlikely. Pretty unlikely.
I completely derailed your train of thought.
The idea here is that you're thinking that somehow, most of these things do not involve, most of them, there's one glaring exception, but most of these deal with regular people. We're dealing with normal people, and when you're dealing with normal people, yes, there are criminals out there, but by and large, normal people are good, peaceful, voluntarily associations.
Including Muslims.
All right. You're 87 times more likely to drown than die in a terrorist attack. That's still a huge disparity. And
did you put a D on the end of that drown?
Drown?
Drowned? Sounded like you said drowned.
I probably did say drowned.
Okay.
Yeah. You're 87 times more likely to drown.
Very good.
Drown than to die in a terrorist attack. You are 13 times more likely to die in a railway accident than from a terrorist attack. Wow. I don't even get on trains very often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really unlikely for me.
These are general, because like for you, it's probably even less likely.
Yeah, extraordinarily unlikely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Does that mean there are more railway accidents?
Yeah. It would be more likely that I would die in a train. Is there? No. Never mind.
Less likely. It wouldn't be 30 times for you because you don't get on a train.
13.
Though. Does that mean there are more deadly 13. Railway accidents than there
Absolutely.
Are airplane accidents?
I guess it means that.
I don't know if I'm understanding that correctly.
I don't know when they say that they took data from this last 10 years. So, mm-hmm. Maybe it's die in a railway accident.
No.
Maybe that includes the cars they hit. I don't know.
We're going down. So it's less likely.
Wait, right. So the
you're more likely to die in a plane.
No, you're less likely. You're far less likely to die in a train than you are a plane.
Okay, I'm confused.
People don't take trains anymore.
Right, but you're 13 times more likely to die in a train crash than an airplane crash.
You're 11,000 times more likely to die in an airplane than from a terrorist plot involving an airplane. So you're far more likely to die in an airline accident that it doesn't involve a terrorist.
So they didn't include the numbers without terrorists. Gotcha.
Yeah. This gets really obscure from here on out. So this is 12 times more likely. And this shows the comparison between railway accidents.
But I think this shows planes to be more dangerous than railway.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Planes are more dangerous than than trains because nobody takes them anymore.
Okay.
12 times more likely to die from accidental suffocation in bed than from a terrorist attack. So since a railway accident is 13 times and accidental suffocation in bed is 12 times, so you're nearly a train and accidental suffocation in bed are about the same.
Mm-hmm.
So and of course those are the ones they just ruled as accidental suffocations.
Gotcha.
Yeah, could be your wife after you're snoring too much just shoves a pillow on your face. 9 times more likely to choke to death on your own vomit than to die in a terrorist attack.
That's
see, people. Yeah, people do not think about this on a regular basis.
Now, I party responsibly. I always fall asleep on my side after I get completely drunk off my ass.
It's crazy. 8 times more likely to be killed. This is the one that is the glaring exception. 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer than you are by a terrorist.
Or you repeat yourself.
Right.
Police officers are the real, in many cases, the real
terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're acting really strange about Muslims, remember that when that guy with the funny hat and the badge pulls you over, he is 8 times as likely to kill you as a terrorist.
Not just a Muslim, which is it really absurd. I mean, because most of them are drastically, the huge vast majority of Muslims are completely peaceful. So we're talking, you know, for people who freak out just because someone has like a Muslim appearance, it's really, really far, far more likely that you should be afraid of the guy in the badge and the
absolutely
and the hat, because most Muslims are not terrorists, right?
Right, and even if you don't die, the man in the badge and the hat could certainly hurt you. What are the odds that you'll get hurt by the man with the badge and the gun? Much higher, I imagine. It
depends on what you consider harm. If you consider harm him stealing money from you, then it's going to be extraordinarily high because
or kidnapping.
You know, that's what many of the incidents involving police and their professional job is. I mean, they're armed fundraisers.
Yeah, the terrorists aren't out there, the so-called terrorists aren't out there pulling people over and snatching cash and obedience from them.
Yeah, they don't actually snatch the cash from you. It's the obedience. They give you a piece of paper and say, "You send the money to us." It's really scary. It's really a sick way to do it. It'd be
one thing if he
just came and demanded money from you. It's another thing entirely when you have to send it of your own accord later because of the threat that's implicit with it.
Mm-hmm.
8 times more likely to die from accidental electrocution than from a terrorist attack. Now, people don't think about that very often.
I think at this point, you should start comparing everything to cops. So, like everything now is less likely than a cop killing you.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
right?
Actually, it's the same. Being killed by a cop is the same as dying from accidental electrocution. I have one more. You're 6 times more likely to die from hot weather than from a terrorist attack. So, you're actually more likely to be killed by a cop than by hot weather.
Well, you're not in Florida anymore, thank goodness.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. There's a few $1 billion that are lost. We'll tell you about it coming up.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale's here with us from AnarchyInYourHead.com. You can go there and enjoy some of his cartoons. In fact, a couple hundred, I think, there. Liberty-oriented cartoon work. Go to AnarchyInYourHead.com to see that. And also the occasional blog post and video blog. You going to get back into video blogging at all?
Yeah.
All right. I only ask because I enjoyed them.
Indefinite period in the future. Yes.
Very good. All right. So anarchyinyourhead.com. Our website, freetalklive.com, archives are there. So if you've missed a moment, click and download all the way back to late 2006, all completely free, thanks to HostGator.
Yeah, thanks to the good folks at HostGator. HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. If you go through the portal that we've created, hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, use hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to continue with your phone calls about what you want. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening. I wanted to mention that I found the mathematics regarding those odds and probabilities to be sort of out of whack. I think if you define terrorism, let's say, against U.S. citizens, as opposed to, let's say, the three wars we're conducting in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Pakistan, to those people in those sovereign countries that the United States has violated their territorial sovereignty by attacking them, they could perceive those acts as acts of terrorism. But if you look at the United States, it's probably, you have the odds of winning a six-digit lottery greater than being involved in a terrorist attack. So these things, six or nine times greater than vomiting or this or that, those are out of whack. I think if you look at the number of the population of the United States, 330 million people, you look at 10 years of terrorist attacks involving Americans, most definitely 9 years ago, 9/11 was the biggest number. But if you look at it, it's still relatively small, and it's a tool that governments use to instill fear in people and often to take away their civil liberties and rights, just like the United States has done. If you've read Thomas Ridge's book, his memoirs about being in the Clinton White or the Bush White House, he talks about the fact that at certain political occasions before the elections, they automatically raised the terrorist threat level, even though that was just done at the whim of the president. So in a sense, when you look at that, you have to realize that terrorism is defined by international law, and the anarchy of Bakunin. Mikhail Bakunin, the philosopher, wrote about this in the 19th century. You realize that terrorism is always state-supported. And probably the biggest terrorist nation in the world is the U.S. with the CIA.
Well,
since 1947, we've destabilized regimes all over the globe.
Well, is it fair to say that terrorism is always state-supported? I mean, certainly in most cases, it seems to be either...
Well, let's look at Israel. Abu Nidal, the great terrorist, was actually working for Israel and Mossad, and he also worked for the CIA. Now, what's interesting about Abu Nidal, without his terrorist attacks in Europe that always killed less than 10% Jews, but primarily Christians, when you look at it, without those terrorist attacks in the media, Menachem Begin would not have been able to attack Lebanon, Syria in 1982 and do that war that's really sort of redrew the political lines and different things. So, I mean, you have to look at terrorism as someone involved with statecraft. And it's always used as a vehicle to get political ends. And,
well,
you know, it's always supported...
Generally, the things you're saying, you're using terms that are very, very definite, like always, and I think generally it's true that terrorism is attempting to get political change.
95% of the time, it's always supported by a government, and it's always about either a political regime change or a social regime change within a country or a nation. And I think when you begin to look at it critically, I would suggest reading Jean Baudrillard's essay that came out after... September 11th on terrorism. On September 11th, 2001, he did a very famous essay before he died called On Terrorism. And he takes a postmodern approach to it, focusing on how the media, how terrorism is really a tool now with the mass media that's used to gain tremendous attention and to instill fear. But if you look at the number of people actually involved or hurt in a terrorist attack in any country, it's usually very, very small.
Yeah,
and it's different
true.
If we're in, let's say, a civil war like the Bosnia-Yugoslavia conflict of the 1990s, whereby you could say every act in the breakaway provinces were acts of terrorism under international law. Yet there were specific militias and armies within those countries.
Well, right. If you go by the government's definition of terrorism, they always exclude themselves. But if we
Correct.
Look at the definition of terrorism, which is, and it always bears repeating because there's always new people tuning in, the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. That describes
Correct.
Everything the government does.
Correct. And look at basically the history of imperialism or colonialism, and even neocolonialism in the 20th century. You'll see that terrorism was the tool that's used to destabilize regimes. You'll notice that when Suharto came into Indonesia and destabilized the regime, he had CIA support, and he did it through a series of terroristic acts that the Indonesians defined as terrorism.
Yeah, and it's
when you look
that
at
the
it,
CIA has supported
correct.
Terrorists across the across the board
correct.
For
and
years.
We could say the same thing with the Contras, fighting the Sandinistas that were democratically elected, change Nicaragua.
You've got the government
Somoza.
Going in and bombing Colombia and
Absolutely.
Destroying people's plants. And right
Correct.
Here in this country, every time there's a man with a badge that puts on his lights and, you're on the road, that's an act of terrorism. They're threatening you with violence in
Correct.
Order to get you to behave in a certain way. Thanks, Frank, for the expertise tonight. Always interesting and well-educated.
And they are taught to use fear as a tactic of keep maintaining control.
Of course,
keep people afraid, and then they don't understand why people don't view them as heroes anymore.
You mean the police?
Yeah. Less and less do people look at police officers as heroes, as a hero figure. Now they look at police officers as something to be feared. And
if you've seen the Nurse Patricia video, which is up right now at freekeen.com, where this lady, I think in her late 50s, is maybe a little older than, I'm not sure, but she is just a nice older lady who is a hospice nurse. She was growing some marijuana plants for herself and her daughter, who has bipolar syndrome, and that's all, really. And the cops busted her for it. She had something like 40 plants. Most of them were small clones that were just getting kind of started, and I think each plant is something like a felony charge. Jason Talley from the CD Evolution Fund was there at the trial. CDEvolution.org was there at the trial. He got footage, cut it down into a 9-minute long video, which is posted right now at freekeen.com. Mark, you saw part of it on the way in here tonight before the show here this evening. Dale, I don't know if you've seen this video yet, but it's worth a watch just to see what these police are doing to people. I mean, this woman is so peaceful. She's a hospice nurse. She helps people be comfortable as they're going to die, essentially, right? I mean, that's what hospice is. And this is one of the kindest, gentlest ladies you could come across, and yet they attempt to paint her, the police, attempt to paint her as this horrible criminal, this, you know, vicious woman who's out there growing this evil plant, and that she needs to be punished, and they need to send a message. And it was just so tragic. Not only is it tragic from the perspective that they're going after this woman in the first place, but what's more tragic is that at the trial, they actually, and this is a correction on something I said earlier this week, I thought that jury nullification was not allowed to be mentioned in New Hampshire courts. It turns out apparently it is, because they did it during this particular trial. The defense attorney explicitly mentions jury nullification and talks about it, brings it up to the jurors, informs them that they can send a positive message and not convict this woman. Right. But yet all of them, all 12 of the jurors, came back with a guilty verdict. It was so sad.
They were trained. You have to decide based on the law. There's not much point in having a jury if you're not going to give them any leeway in deciding.
But they did have the leeway. They found out about jury nullification during the trial, and nobody had the courage to stand up and actually say not guilty. It was so sad. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger Lite with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up tonight, I've got some good news to share about security cameras. The ones run by the government, that is. We will explain that to you, what's going on in New Orleans, actually. 800-259-9231 is the number here. You can bring up anything, and of course you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy features, including things like our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to take a look at that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine, shrine.freetalklive.com.
And check out SACL CAI while you're at freetalklive.com. Their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They've been a long-time supporter of Free Talk Live, and they do all kinds of things that have to do with reaching out and contacting your customers or people that you need to get in contact with through the telephone. It's SACL CAI. They are experts in telephony. SACL CAI.
1-800-259-9231. Okay, so other news. Since we've been talking about Afghanistan and Iraq, let's talk about the money. Because it is all about the money for the government. It's not really about protecting you from terrorism. Because if it were about protecting you from terrorism, they wouldn't be going over and killing people, blowing things up, destroying lives, destroying families, tearing people apart. That creates terrorists. And we've seen evidence for that over the years, time and time again. And it's not only what some of the terrorists themselves say, like Osama bin Laden. He's said it plenty of times that the reason why the 9/11 attacks happened was because of the U.S. meddling in the Middle East for decades. So not only do they say it explicitly as their reason for being terrorists, but all kinds of, you know, details and studies bear it out. I mean, there's just no doubt that when you destroy somebody's life and everything they have to live for, everything that's dear to them, they don't have anything left. Why would they bother to care about anything else besides vengeance?
You know, this is the simplest thing for people that believe in peace and non-intervention, but I just don't understand. What do people who don't, the hawks out there, the warmongers, what do they think is possibly going to happen if you go over there, you send, people who fly drones from halfway around the world? They don't have any feet on the ground intelligence. Do you really think that the CIA knows which terrorist lives in what hut? for God's sake? I mean, how are they going to know that? They just say, yes,
yeah, they found
we hear that hut is a bad hut. Blow it up.
They found Hussein on accident. I mean, they haven't found bin Laden. They can't do anything right.
You know, the idea that they can do this stuff with any kind of accuracy, yes, they have smart bombs that blow up the building they want to blow up. But they don't know who's in the building. And when you kill innocent people, you get their family angry.
I don't think the warmongers think about that, Mark. I mean, you asked, how can they think this way? Well, I don't think they really think too much about it. They've heard their little story. It's good enough. Oh, they're bad. They're Muslims. They hate us. They've heard that. That's good enough for them. They believe it. And then whatever it is you say about logic and why it is that people react in an emotional fashion when their lives are destroyed, it doesn't register with them because they've already...
I'm scared!
And people are notorious for justifying the things they want to do anyway.
They want to kill brown people.
Yeah, they want to do something and they look for justifications for it, and that's what they do with these wars.
You know, it doesn't matter, Mark, that we blow them people up. They hate us for our freedom.
After 9/11, I was so angry that I would have attacked Canada if they would have said that that's where they came from. It didn't matter to me.
So they whipped you into fear, then.
Right. I was upset and
I still remember all the calls in the radio shows, and people were just absolutely raging. You know, everybody was of the mindset, we need to go and get vengeance.
Fear and anger.
Yeah, and, you know, at that point, it becomes the Taliban that runs Afghanistan told us that they won't turn over Osama bin Laden. Well, it turns out what they said is, hey, show us some evidence that he's actually the guy who did it. And the Bush administration said, we're not showing you nothing. Turn him over or we're going to attack.
So think about for a moment how you felt, Mark. Like you said, you said you'd be willing to attack Canada if that were pointed out, you know, that folks living up there would point it out as the perpetrators, which of course is ludicrous because the perpetrators died in the attacks. But nonetheless, you said you'd be willing to attack Canada. And think about how you were feeling. Now imagine how much stronger you'd have been feeling had somebody you known actually perished in the 9/11 attacks, right? You were angry just because they were your countrymen or whatever. But you didn't know anybody there. There weren't any family members or close friends that perished in those attacks. Imagine how much more angry you would have been if that were going to be the case. And then take that feeling of how you would have felt, and now imagine how somebody in the Middle East would feel when their families
are blown
up. It's
really, really very simple.
Guess what? They have feelings too.
Yeah.
They're human beings.
Well, no, they're not. They're camel jockeys.
They are human beings who live in a different part of the world as you do, and we're all built the same. So they have the same feelings and the same angers and the same fears as a lot of us do.
This
but yet,
is the Gandhi.
It's just easy to dehumanize them, which is what the government wants you to do. The warmongers want you to just pretend as though they're, you know, the dark, dirty Japs or whatever, just to, you know, dehumanize them and pretend as though they're somehow less than you are, and it's nonsense.
You know, when you talk about the military-industrial complex, it sounds kind of conspiratorial, so I'm going to put that aside for a second. I'm going to use General Smedley Butler, the two-time Medal of Honor winning Marine general who wrote War is a Racket. I'm going to use his explanation. When you fight a war, just imagine how many more pencils. They used a lot more pencils back then. How many more pencils you use. How many more boots you use. How many more fatigues you use. How many more tanks you need. How many more missiles you need. How many more bullets you need. You need a lot of these things. Now, I'm going to tell you another little statistic. Over in Afghanistan, a gallon of diesel fuel is $400 by the time it reaches the point where they use it out there in the hinterland. $400 for a gallon of diesel fuel. And what they're using it for, in some cases, is to air-condition tents. Now, I'm sure that it's really rough the way they live out there, but remember, the natives, they don't have air conditioning. So, you know, it's just this, you can imagine what it costs for these tanks, for these missiles, just to transport all these things. It's billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. The price tag for these two wars at this point, when you take into consideration what it's going to cost the U.S. government to take care of the military guys afterwards, so you take all the costs, you're talking about $4 trillion. That's the amount of the money the United States makes in total. Everybody in the United States, more than they make in a year, as I understand it. I could be, you know, I'm no economist, but I believe that the number's 3-point-something trillion in a year for the GNP.
So I'm no socialist, of course. I'm against government taking people's money. You know, I always like to clarify, I have no problem with government programs. I don't mind them spending money on health care and welfare and all that stuff. I just, the problem I have is when they steal it from people, or when they fabricate it out of thin air and expect people to pay it back and all these things. You know, that's what I have a problem with. I don't have a problem with the good things they do with it, but the problem is they harm in order to do the supposedly the good things. And I always think that's a horrible thing. But I look at the money being spent this way, and I keep thinking, you know, it would be far less appalling if they were spending it on something helpful.
Yeah,
but to destroy, you know, just massive amounts of money, and just, you know, and not to acknowledge the economic harm that they're doing. It's massive. Who knows what? How much harm are they doing? Because they are stealing the money.
Well, they see it as creating jobs. You know, they're forcing Americans to pay for, obviously.
People who think that you can create jobs like that probably also don't understand things like the law of thermodynamics. It's the same logic behind the people who think that you can make a perpetual motion machine. The idea that you can put energy into something and get more energy out of it than you put in. That makes no sense. You're not acknowledging the spent energy. You know, when you took trillions of money out of the economy and spent it on that, you kept it from being spent elsewhere.
By the people who know how best to spend it. That's another objection you can make to the government spending money on cancer research or whatever, is that because they can steal that money, which is your main objection to it, and I agree with
right.
you, because they can steal it, they don't have to spend it very well. They can just spend it on whatever methods they want to research.
There's always more where that came from.
Their central planners will decide what's the most important thing to spend the money on, but you and I might have a disagreement on how to spend our money. We might decide that we want to, you know, maybe I want to focus on lung cancer research while you want to focus on something, you know, some other sort of cancer.
Well, no doubt that,
melanoma.
No doubt that, you know, the free market will find better ways of spending the money and get more out of it.
Absolutely. But by a factor of like 8 to 12 times.
Absolutely. And certainly the part that upsets me, you know, I think that it would actually help people to clarify this. When you're having an argument with someone who does have a socialist viewpoint, make sure you explain to them, oh, I have no problem with you know, programs for the poor and all this stuff. It's only the stealing part that I have a problem with.
Well, you know,
when you steal the money, that's the portion I have a problem with. I don't have a problem with spending money to help poor people. And in fact, I do that on my own. But I do have a problem when money is stolen to do it.
Yeah. It's a social contract.
Well,
deal.
That's when the utilitarian arguments come out. If we don't do this, nobody will do it.
Yeah, because people are evil, right?
I guess that's the suggestion.
Well, it is a suggestion, which of course then leads you to, well, why, if people are evil, would you want to give those evil people power?
That's the people in the government.
Yeah, exactly. More coming up here. Hour 2's next. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Good news.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.